Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, and maybe even good afternoon, people. Welcome in, everybody. Like I always say to you people, I got absolutely no clue what time it is for you. I just know it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Week 12 of the NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America. And man, oh man, another unbelievable week in the NFL. Whether it was Tampa Tom and the fellas hanging on against the Colts, or teams like the Patriots really stepping up and making their way, making us say, yeah, this team can play and they're going to be a team to be reckoned with. What about the Chargers? People were so high on that team. All of a sudden, a few L's, the Broncos are still in the mix. Don't count them out just yet. The Packers with a statement game against the Rams to a certain degree. Packers played a pretty solid football game. Look, putting up 36 points, you're going to win a lot of weeks when you can score that many points. So if that's the formula, so be it. I like it. I ain't mad at you. The 49ers, look out for them, people. I think that's a team that is only going to continue to get better because they're finally healthy, playing pretty solid football. Another win for them, finally over 500. The Ravens beating a really, really banged up Cleveland Browns team. I'll tell you what, sometimes injuries just mount up and they're just too much to handle. And that's just kind of where I'm at with the Cleveland Browns. I've been there for a couple weeks and now it's starting to kind of pour over onto the football field. Look, man, the Titans, we had big hopes, but again, another team. Derrick Henry down, no A.J. Brown. Things are tough when you don't have your best players out there on the football field. So much to dive into in week 12 of the NFL Rewind. Get at me a couple different ways. You can always holler at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports. Check me out on Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. So much and so much to dive into in week 12 of the NFL right here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. Keep it close, everybody. I will be back.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
On these winds of victory ride emotions of a year of work and sweat, guts, glory, and fear.
Put me on the 1 foot line and give me 2 minutes to go and give me all three of my timeouts and give me my boys. And then let me hear my name over the loudspeaker. Let me hear the roar of the crowd. Let me have booing on one side. Let me get in and call plays, see the eyes grow as I call these plays and talk to them. Let me feel the hair on my back crawl up. I mean, that's what the Super Bowl does to you.
All sights are set on one glittering goal, the chance to play and win in the Super Bowl.
If we die, we die together.
Amen.
You can get it done. You can get it done. What's more, you gotta get it done.
There's a gleam, man. There's a gleam. Let's get the gleam, all right? Let's go.
What a piece of that championship. Put it in here.
After all these years, Mike, that I could come out here and be nice and relaxed. Jeez, I'm a nervous wreck.
Hey, guys, where else would you rather be?
Rodgers alone to the shotgun. Jamal Williams wide to the right. Three receivers, bunch to the left. Jimmy Graham slot right side. Snap. Rodgers looking. Pump fakes. Now, still looking under pressure. Throws it right side of the end zone. Is it caught? It is caught in the back line of the end zone for a touchdown. A sensational play to Jamal Williams. My goodness.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, people. Definitely more of the NFL Rewind. Can't get enough of the NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. Week 12, people. I'm telling you what a week. Absolutely incredible. More great plays, more insanity, more chaos, more not knowing who's going to show up and who's not going to show up. It was just another bizarre week, but I'm going to run you through the scores, get you caught up in the standings. It all took place starting on Thursday, the big Thanksgiving weekend and the big games then, and the honor to play on Thanksgiving was given to the Bears and the Lions. Can you believe it? Yep, it's just a tradition, so don't get mad about it, but they had to play that football game on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. 16-14, Bears beat the Lions. Still winless. I can't believe it on the season. Just a terrible football team. Raiders beating the Cowboys. Maybe the shocker of the day there, because I think people thought the Cowboys were going to get things right again, but didn't happen. Raiders 36-33. Thoughts about the Cowboys, the Raiders, which directions those teams are going. Bills they did get it right. 31-6 over the Saints, who are definitely struggling at this point. Josh Allen needed a big day. They got a big day from him. 4 touchdowns, 23 of like 28, 260. Really efficient day. Bengals destroy, and I do mean destroy, the Steelers. This is one of those games that makes you say, okay, maybe it's time we start moving on from Big Ben Roethlisberger. I ain't joking about that either. Bengals 41, Steelers 10. Buccaneers hanging on to beat the Colts, who, I'll tell you what, Colts, this is one of those games that they're going to look back on. So many mistakes. I think they had 4 turnovers, if I'm not mistaken. Buccaneers 38, Colts 31. Big loss for the Colts, big win for the Buccaneers, keeping them in the running for best record in all of the NFC. We'll get to that, like I said, in a moment. Dolphins beating the Panthers 33-10. Not that big of a deal for the Dolphins because they're definitely on the outside looking in at this moment in time, but a big loss for the Panthers. They are now definitely on the outside looking in at 5-7. Patriots 36-13 over the Titans, and this is big for several reasons. Titans losing the top spot in the AFC. We'll get to that in a moment. Patriots playing much better football. We'll get to that in a moment. Titans going one way, Patriots going another. Eagles and Giants in one of the ugliest football games that I've watched in a long, long time, people. 13-7, the Giants win this one. And this is one where the Eagles may be saying to themselves, we shot ourselves in the foot a little bit because we should win this football game. We're playing pretty well. Offense has been rocking and rolling, and the Giants are going to shut us down. 13-7, Giants beating the Eagles. Weirdness. All right, Falcons beat the Jaguars 21-14, another game that was not so thrilling to watch for the eyes. Jets beating the Texans. Again, Texans, what the hell's going on? You beat a good football team the week before. You lose to a really bad football team this week, 21-14. Jets get the victory. Zach Wilson back on the football field. Maybe that's a good thing. Maybe not. I have no clue. Broncos 28-13 over the Chargers. Again, big playoff implications here for both of these teams. Now both of them 6-5. That division, really interesting. We'll get to the divisions in a moment. Packers 36, Rams 28. Packers still in line for having the best record in the NFC. Maybe we'll see what happens. Again, still a lot of football to be played. 49ers 34-26. They beat the Vikings. Huge win for the 49ers. Ravens 16-10, ugly football game. They beat the Cleveland Browns, but really, really ugly football game. Okay, want to run through the standings real quickly before I got to get to a break again. AFC, let's start there. AFC East, a little shakeup, man. Little shakeup, people. Check it out. New England Patriots on top of that division now. 8-4. Buffalo Bills, 7-4. Obviously a little behind them with the one game that they haven't played because of the bye week for the New England Patriots. That's got to be the following week. It has to be. So they're going to be off next week. Buffalo have a chance to get to knotting things up with them. But right now, the Patriots are 8-4. Bills, 7-4. Miami at 5-7, lurking a little behind. Could cause some havoc and wreak some havoc late in the season. We'll see. Baltimore Ravens on top in this division, 8-3. Cincinnati behind them at 7-4. I do think those two teams are the class of this division. Cleveland now 6-6. Pittsburgh 5-5-1. And that one is basically a loss. I ain't mad at you. Tennessee Titans on top in their division. Big loss for them, but also big loss for the Colts. Could have gotten things a lot closer in that sense. They're 8-4, the Titans. The Colts, they're 6-6. Texans doesn't matter. Jacksonville Jaguars, it doesn't matter. AFC West, maybe the best division in all of football, people, with the Chiefs who didn't play, and they pick up ground because the Chargers lose, the Broncos win, And the Raiders didn't play either, if I'm not mistaken. I'm sorry, they did play on Thursday. See how easy it is to forget about a team like them? Kansas City, 7-4. Chargers, 6-5. Broncos, 6-5. And the Raiders, 6-5. Very interesting division there. Okay, NFC, let's check it out real quick. Dallas Cowboys, they're going to win that division by default because nobody else wants to win. Nobody else is going to play well enough to win. We'll see what happens for the Washington football team on Monday night. But coming into the week here, after week 12, Cowboys 7-4, another loss, a couple in a row for them. Eagles 5-7. They've obviously already not had their bye week, so they're going to get a bye week the following week. Washington football team at 4-6. And then the Giants, they're 4-7. Doesn't really matter. This is between the Eagles, Washington, and the Cowboys. Will the Cowboys play themselves out of the playoffs? That's the question. Packers 9-3. Vikings 5-6. Bears 4-7. The Lions 0-10-1. And then the NFC South looks a little something like this now. A little bit more breathing room for Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is 8-3. The next closest team to them, the Falcons, who are 5-6, and the Saints, who are 5-6. Falcons keep flirting with getting to 500, and the Saints have just been falling ever since week one. And then, obviously, since Jameis Winston, not in for them. All right, NFC West, Cardinals 9-2, Rams 7-4, San Francisco 6-5, and the Seattle Seahawks 3-7, but they also play Monday. So it's the Monday Nighters, Washington and Seattle. Bottom line is this. Here's what's happening. There's definitely some teams that have stepped up. We're going to get to that, obviously, on the other side. But so many teams have talked to me after week 12. I know so much more about what I have seen through now, unbelievably. It's 12 weeks, man. We're 3 months in to the NFL freaking football season. We're going to be crying really soon because it's going to be over before we know it. Man, it's crazy. All right, so check this out. Get at me a couple different ways. Hit me up on the phone lines, 1-800-878-7529. You can always get at me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Check me out on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. Week 12 of the NFL Rewind. I'm going to break some stuff down on the other side, people. Keep it close. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Sports Overnight America program. I'll be right back.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
When you want to protect your IRA or 401k, don't trust it to just anyone's hands. It's your money. You earned it, and you deserve the best protection available. That's where Augusta Precious Metals comes in. We've provided gold and silver IRAs to thousands of Americans, including Joe Montana himself, the Hall of Fame quarterback. Augusta is trusted by all these people because we have a simple process requiring little more than a phone call to book an appointment for a one-on-one web conference on the benefits of buying gold inside your IRA. Our objective, to educate you on the economy and on the way Americans are using gold as an important part of their wealth protection plans. So do what Joe Montana did. Protect your IRA with gold and silver. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now.
800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes, victory is in the skies, a season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field, time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
Outside the one, handoff, Elliott powering into the end zone, behind the right side, touchdown Cowboys.
Sproul to the right of Foles, three receivers to the far side of the field. Foles takes the snap, he rolls, he looks, he fires, and it is complete. It is complete, touchdown Golden Tate, and the Eagles regain the lead.
And Jacobs has checked back in, he will be the running back. Ingold is in there as the fullback, the lead back for number 28. He comes over to the left. It's a toss play. Jacobs going to run behind. You've got daylight. 5, 4, 3. End zone. Touchdown.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back, people. Andy Dorf coming at you here on the Sports Overnight America program. NFL Rewind style, man. Week 12 in the freaking books. Only a little over a month left. Are you joking? Are you seriously telling me we're 12 weeks through? Yep, I am. I'm absolutely telling you we're 12 weeks through, people. Get at me if you like. A couple different ways. Hit me up on the phones, 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up, check me out, follow me, engage with me on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Same thing on Facebook, Dorf on Sports there. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Josh Jacobs, speaking of that cat, 22 carries, 87 yards, touchdown. Raiders get the victory. More importantly, I'm going to talk a little bit about the Thursday games because they're on my mind at the moment with the clip that happened. So, point being, the Raiders kept themselves definitely in the mix in the AFC with that victory. Overtime victory, nice victory on Thanksgiving. 6-5 now in the AFC. A bunch of teams at 6-5 in the AFC. May come down to inches more so than anything when I'm talking about who winds up getting in and who winds up not getting in. But this was a huge step for the Raiders, big time step. And this was also a big time step for the Dallas Cowboys. And not in a good way, in a really, really bad way, people. I love Dak Prescott. I think the guy's fantastic. Didn't have a couple wide receivers. I get it. No Amari Cooper. He's out. You're going to guys like Gallup, who by the way, dude played fantastic. And it was a really entertaining football game. Really entertaining. Bears and Lions were almost entertaining, for crying out loud, only because the score was close. But the Raiders and the Cowboys, it lived up to it. And the Raiders got themselves, in my book, in a spot where we still have to talk about them. And the Dallas Cowboys, the only reason we are talking about them is because nobody in their division is capable. They're all pathetic, man. They're lousy. So the Cowboys are going to win their division despite all of freaking Mike McCarthy's terrible decisions that he makes. I don't know how in the hell that guy has a job. Seriously, I don't know how in the hell he has a job. One bad decision after another. And the difference is now he's got Dak Prescott, who's really good, but he's not going to be able to pull good old Fat Mike out of his troubles when he buries himself. He's not Aaron Rodgers, man. So, yeah, I think the Cowboys, I have a serious question. Will the Dallas Cowboys play themselves out of the playoffs? And the reason that it may not happen is only because the teams in that division, the Eagles, the Giants, come on, man. Are you kidding me? Those teams are absolutely pathetic. The Washington football team, they might wind up being the best team. We always think like 10-7. Don't I'm not joking right now. I wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't be surprised if we have a 8-9er winning that division, for crying out loud. Yeah, so the Cowboys, they disappointed me because they had an opportunity to really, really reassert themselves. Didn't do it. Didn't do it. So will they play themselves out of the playoffs? And will the Raiders continue making us talk about them? Because they're 6-5. And right now, that's relevant in the AFC. Cowboys are relevant because, again, they're 7-4. I don't think they've beaten a team that's over 500. But that's troublesome at best. So yeah, they're that was a bad loss. Bad loss. Great win for the Raiders, though. Great win. All right, moving on real quick. I want to talk about the Bills a little bit. They needed that victory. They needed it bad. Josh Allen, he threw for 4 touchdowns. Finally looked like the guy that we have anticipated looking so good for most of the last couple of years. I don't know what's been happening with the Bills. They've lost first place in their own division. New England was looking in the rear view, but now they're stepping on the gas. And the Buffalo Bills are trying to be able to push on their pedal and catch up a little bit now. So, yeah, it's interesting, the shakeup there. But I'd still like this Bills football team. I like them a lot. I like them a lot because they got Josh Allen, of course. Diggs. Kid can make plays. Solid receiving core, to be honest with you. Yeah, so I like the Bills. They continue to make me say that they are going to still be a team that in the AFC you got to look out for. So Dallas losing some stock, Raiders keeping themselves in the mix and keeping us talking about them a little bit. Bills, what did they do? They reasserted themselves a little bit. Nice, 31-6. I mean, that's pretty dominant, man. and your stud quarterback, Josh Allen, had a ton to do with it. Speaking of stud quarterback, guy that used to be really, really good. Okay, really, really good. And that's Big Ben. 24 of 41, 263, a touchdown, a couple interceptions, three sacks, a really, really lousy day on the field. And then you think about what happened on the other side when you're playing the youngster, Joe Burrow, who's 20 of 24. Not like super impressive, but very efficient. Did have an interception today as well. But he had a touchdown with his legs, a touchdown with his arms, and more importantly, the Cincinnati Bengals absolutely destroyed the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's making me say, like, seriously, about maybe time to think about moving on from Big Ben, and you better draft a quarterback. No joke. And then obviously Cincinnati, they found their guy. We know that. They found him because that's Joe Burrow, and he's out there putting up 41 points on Big Ben and the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, I hear that music. I know I got to take a pause. I will. So keep it close, everybody. So much more to dive into in the NFL from week 12 of the NFL Rewind with me, Andy Dorf, right here on Sports Overnight America. Keep it close.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her, me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking, and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills, going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. 800-449-1759. Again, that's 800-449-1759. Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with a sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
At the Cowboy 34, they'll let Zeke do it. Bounces out right to the 40, to the 50, to the 30. Sideline 20 and out of bounds.
Good Brown. Jackson's played very well this year for Cincinnati. Lots of time for Roethlisberger. The check down to Bell, almost always a good option. Does he go out of bounds? No whistle, no signal. And it's a touchdown for Pittsburgh.
Jalen Samuels now in. Roethlisberger pump. Roethlisberger to run. 30, 20. Slides inside the 15. It's a first down and a flag down. Eric Reed, a late hit. And now the offensive lineman, Vance McDonald and others, getting in there with Reed after the 17-yard scramble and pushing and shoving.
I love that.
It is David DeCastro that got in the face of Reed.
It is great.
In the gun, Prescott. Snap is back, trying it again. Fade right side. Ball's caught. Touchdown, Michael Gallup. Prescott says, I'm not waiting for March. I don't need a beach. Just give me that one again.
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf coming at you, and you can get at me a couple different ways. Call me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter, it's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on the Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. Hit me up on IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, so I hit you with some of what I thought about a few teams so far. Let me just list them for you in case you're just picking up the show at this moment in time. Which, by the way, again, you can always catch me, after 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time into the wee hours of the night each and every Sunday as we talk about the NFL and what we saw from this week. It's week 12. And from all the teams I've talked to you about so far, whether it's the Raiders, the Cowboys, the Bills, the Steelers, and the Bengals, out of all of them, the only team that I really think has a chance is the Bills. And maybe the Bengals. Because you know what? They got a pretty solid running game. They got pretty good wide receivers. And they got a defense. So they got a lot of things that can and most likely will travel. Just wonder about their youth. Really wonder about their youth. Wonder about Josh Allen's youth still. Hasn't totally proved it to me yet. Which leads me to my next point. The guy that has proved it to me. Time in and time again. And that's Tampa Tom Brady. Leonard Fournette, by the way. Holy hell. What a game for that dude. Big time game for that dude. Three on the ground. He had three touchdowns on the ground. He had one in the air. He had four on the day. That dude gets the Gold Star Award of the week, okay? He did his best impersonation of Derrick Henry. Leonard Fournette, 17 carries, 100 yards, three touchdowns. A whale of a football game, people. And I'll tell you what, the Buccaneers, they capitalized on things, and that's why I like them. They capitalized on four turnovers from the Indianapolis Colts. And that's what I want to talk about with the Indianapolis Colts, because they're actually a pretty good football team. But holy hell, they make a boatload of freaking mistakes, man. Like, I like Carson Wentz because the guy gets, you know, beat up. And he always gets right back up and he keeps playing hard. But holy hell, bro. Holy hell, man. Two interceptions from you? And what was going on, and why wasn't Jonathan Taylor more a part of the game plan? Like I really think that Reich and the guys, they thought they were going to outsmart Tampa. Man, not going to happen when you're playing the likes of Tampa Tom. And Tampa Bay, I'll tell you what I think. I think the NFC is better than the AFC. That's what I think. I think there's a bunch of teams that could get out of the NFC. A bunch. And then in the AFC, as each and every week goes by, I'm starting to like Kansas City more and more and more. And maybe even a little bit of New England. And maybe even Baltimore, because I haven't even talked about them yet. That's where the AFC's running through right now, is Baltimore. And they sure as hell have a stingy defense, man. They do not like to give up points. Back to Tampa Tom real quick, though. Obviously, tons to discuss. Tampa Tom, man. 8-3 on the season. A good win on the road against a Colts team that they're better than their record, but they make too many damn mistakes. Too many damn mistakes. And you got to feed Jonathan Taylor. Went to him way too late. Way too late. He did all of his damage on like one or two drives at the end of the ball game. And Leonard Fournette had the day that Jonathan Taylor should have had. That's the truth. Leonard Fournette had the day that Jonathan Taylor should have had. He was involved in the offense. He had an impact on the game. And for the most part, he's a huge reason why his team wound up winning that football game. So the Colts, they need to figure out how in the hell to not forget about Jonathan Taylor. But I like Tampa. Really like them a lot. Think they could be a team that could get out of the NFC. I really do. Of course. They're the defending Super Bowl champs, for crying out loud. So anybody that doesn't think they're going to play a factor, you're fooling yourself. Gronkowski, and here's what I love about Gronkowski and Tom. They are so in touch with each other. The relationship they have is magnificent. It really is. So, yeah, the Buccaneers are a good football team. They give up a few too many points, like, week in and week out. That's the only thing I'm concerned. And they're really not that good in the passing game. So I understand why the Colts were trying to do what they were trying to do. But holy hell, man, you got Jonathan freaking Taylor. All right, keep it moving. Titans, Patriots, let's talk a little bit about them. Because the Panthers kind of lost me, and they need to win a couple football games before I can start talking about them again. So the Titans, you obviously lost to a pretty damn good football team in the Patriots. Like, Mac Jones is legit, man. And yeah, I think to a certain degree, everybody, not just the Bills, but everybody has forgotten about Bill Belichick because Tampa Tom left and Tampa Tom won a Super Bowl. Dude, he reloaded with Mac. The return of the Mac, baby. Mac Jones, he's the best rookie quarterback by leaps and freaking bounds, man. Not even close. And the New England Patriots, that's a good football team. Defensively, they can lock your ass down, man. They can shut you down. So, yeah, that was an impressive victory. And I don't care if the Titans are beat up. We know they're beat up. You got to go out there and you got to handle your business. Patriots are rising. They're rising big time. Titans, they're falling big time. Like I had the question about the Cowboys, will they play themselves, you know, out of the playoffs? Same question I have for the Titans right now. Will they play themselves out of the playoffs? Big lead, but got to do it without a couple of really, really big pieces. Derrick Henry and A.J. Brown. So the load just keeps getting heavier and heavier on Ryan Tannehill. Look out for Mac Jones and the Patriots. That's what I'm saying. Look out for them. All right, real quick, let's keep it going. A couple other teams we got to talk about. Chargers, here's the deal. I like Justin Herbert a lot, but we learned something too. Throw a bunch of pressure at that guy, and he struggles just like any other young quarterback in this league. Not getting through his reads quick enough. Teddy Bridgewater, man, for all the nonsense that we've given that guy over the years, he's got this team at 6-5, and he's been injured a little bit here and there. So yeah, I have respect for them. Neither one of these teams are doing anything in the postseason though. Chargers have a great offense. That's why it's disappointing, and it's too bad. Okay, Vikings, they lost some stock. I'll talk about that real quick. Bad loss, but a great football game. 49ers, you did yourself some good. You did yourself a lot of good. Got yourself in the mix. Ravens, you're the best team in the AFC right now. It's going through you. I think the Browns, too many injuries, man. The injury bug, it's going to cost them a playoff spot. It's way too high hopes there. A lot of talk about them. All right, really fast I hit those things. Packers, got to talk about them because maybe Aaron Rodgers is now back in the front or very close to the front for being the MVP. The guy's really, really, really good. I think he had 387, two touchdowns. Speaking of relationships, Gronk and Tampa Tom, well, what about Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers? And Randall Cobb had a pretty solid game. Really big plays being made from that offense. And the defense, too, actually made some big plays. That's a welcome sight for Green Bay Packer fans. Defense has always been the issue. The offense has been fantastic. The defense lets them down. Speaking of letdowns, I think that's what you're going to get when you talk about the Rams this year. They went out. They went absolutely balls to the wall. They sold out, man. They went out and got a bunch of names. They got Odell Beckham. They got Von Miller. They got Aaron Donald. They got Matthew Stafford. Dude, like, come on now. They're so loaded, but yet, you know what? There's something missing. And I don't want to say it, but it's the truth. It is the absolute truth. Yes, they have a serious upgrade in Matty Stafford. Because Jared Goff, we know. He just isn't that good. And quite frankly, he might wind up doing better than Matthew Stafford ever does for them. We'll have to see. We'll have to find out. But I think the knock for Matthew Stafford has always been like, well, he chokes. You know what? He kind of had one of those performances against the Green Bay Packers. So, yeah, there's so many good football teams in the NFC. Like, seriously, so many good football teams. Didn't even mention the Cardinals because they're not playing. They had a bye week. They're the best team in all of football, for crying out loud. I know I got to take a break. I'm going to come back, wrap things up, Dorfman style, like I always do with a parting shot. Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind, week 12 of the NFL Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hello? You there in the car.
Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo, I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
This is Sports Overnight America.
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
Now, more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time with me here on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. So glad you joined me. So glad you joined me each and every week on whatever program, whether it's the Dorf on Sports Radio Extravaganza, which we do from 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time in the mornings on Sunday, or if it's the late night style stuff, you hear me doing NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America Sunday nights starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right, a couple quick things for you also. Check me out on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports there. Check me out on IG. It's The Real Dorf on Sports there. And then obviously, check me out on Twitter, Dorf on Sports there. Okay, here's the parting shot, and here's how it goes. Green Bay Packers, that's a really, really good football team. They kept themselves very, very close to a team in the Arizona Cardinals who didn't play, but yet they have the best record in all of football. That'll be really, really fun to watch as the final weeks go down. Will the Rams get better? That's a really, really big question I have, because right now they don't look that good. Odell Beckham has come to them, and for some reason, so far, it hasn't panned out. But it's very early in the process. We'll have to give it time to see what happens. The Ravens, you know what? that's a really, really good football team because defensively, they're super duper stingy. They don't give up points, man. But at the end of the day, can anybody get by Kansas City in the AFC? Can anybody beat Tampa, Tom? Well, if there is a team out there that can do it, we're going to have to wait and see because we're almost there, people. Week 12 is in the book. So what I'm telling you is this. Chaos, it's going to continue, and we'll have the next week to do it, which is week 13. For Scott, everybody else, I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. I love you. Check me out next week on the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America.